According to people working on the scene, more than 46 of 68 people from Old Kona Airport have shelter. That's a result of shared efforts between Hawaii County and private agencies. Brandy Menino is the CEO of Hope Services, part of the Catholic Church. Her four outreach workers who normally cover Haweawa Volcano have all spent the last month with the homeless at Old Airport.
They want to move into shelter. The majority of those who are experiencing homelessness are local residents here for more than 10 years. 15% from off-island, 55% part Hawaiian.
Menino's team has placed 17 people in shelters or housing. Hawaii County has placed 29 people in Camp Kikaha, a new tent city next to the county shelter. Menino says there are various reasons people need help.
Loss of job, decrease in income, physical disabilities, mental health, addiction, the affordability of housing.
Kevin was one of the lucky ones to get a shelter bed.
I've been homeless for about 4 months. I'm getting back to work right now. I was out of work because I had two retina surgeries. I was working for 17 years moving tropical furniture and unloading containers, driving forklift. But it came with a place to live, and when I lost the job, I lost the place to live.
The visible homeless tents and trash are gone from Old Airport. There are still some people living in the bushes out of sight of security, they tell us. Hawaii County Assistant Police Chief Mitchell Kanihailua says his officers do have a role.
We want to assist security personnel. Basically, our job is to enforce county ordinances. The officers have a lot of closeness with these residents. They know them on first-name basis. We won't be there to be carrying people out. We're hoping all the other cogs in this operation will work.
The next stage of the cleanup at Old Airport is this week, Wednesday and Thursday. From Hawaii Island, this is Sherry Bracken for Hawaii Public Radio.